The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Now, what can be done, if anything, to stop the growing phenomenon of rural decline? Well, that's the theme of a new T.G. Cahir documentary, Bánúnú Slánú, which airs tonight as part of its Thábú series. That's at 9:30. Two of the documentary's contributors are with me now, one on the line and one in studio. Eamon McGilligott, a resident of Ballylongford in County Kerry, is with me in Dublin. And on the line from Kilty Clogher in County Leitrim is Kieran Rock. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Eamon, we'll start with you and Ballylongford. What is the situation in Ballylongford as regards depopulation? Is it obvious? Is it visible?
You only have to walk down the streets to see the amount of empty houses, the amount of empty commercial units, to realise that this is a serious problem and it has got worse and worse. Since the economic downturn, our numbers have been depleting and it's very, very serious.
The school, that's a good indicator usually of how many families are deciding to stay in a place and raise their children and so on. What is enrolment in the local school like?
We have three national schools within the parish. We have SD, Ballylongford and Lenamore. Our numbers in the last 20 years have gone from just south of 500 to south of 100.
Wow.
That's
dramatic.
That's dramatic. And it has affected us in a massive, massive way.
Now, where have the people gone and why have they gone?
The economic downturn, there was major immigration. Young people left. They went to America, Canada, Australia, England, and they haven't returned.
What were the employment opportunities at the time before the downturn? I mean, the people who might have stayed, where would they have been working and where might they work again?
An awful lot of people, I'd say, were working in the construction industry before the economic downturn. When that collapsed, a lot of them had trades and they had to leave.
So they would be mobile. I mean, they didn't need to get work in Ballylongford itself. They'd be in the van, off
yes.
in the morning, the crack of dawn, mm-hmm. do a day's work and get well paid for it.
Yes, like Limerick City would be 50, 60 miles from us. It's not that far. We have two, Listowel Town would only be maybe 6 or 7 miles in the road, and Tralee would be about 20, 25 miles away from us.
So plenty of opportunities.
There is plenty of opportunities, yes.
Now, do those opportunities still exist? I mean, we hear, certainly in the Dublin area, is a shortage of construction labour. And I'm sure if the economy is recovering right throughout the country, that shortage is probably everywhere.
A lot of those tradespeople immigrated. And
they're not coming back.
They're not coming back. If they were to come back, they looked at facing having definitely to get jobs in Dublin. And you look at the price of houses in Dublin to rent houses and it's not feasible.
Now, there is an area that has been earmarked for commercial development along the estuary. What was supposed to happen and why hasn't it happened?
There's a gas terminal ear-tagged for the land bank facility along the estuary.
This would be the importation of natural gas.
Yes, we have the deepest estuary in Europe, the second deepest in the world, and there's very little industry on the estuary. Ballylongford has been ear-tagged for this project for the last 30 years, and there has been little or no progress. We've got close to it a number of times, but there seems to be a lack of progress. It seems to be continuously being halted and the people are suffering as a consequence.
You know, the energy future is people wondering, are we going to go so green that we don't need this kind of importation? But the truth is that the gas fields off the coast will run out in time. We will be dependent for decades to come on at the combustion of some carbon-based energy, and gas is the cleanest of them all. So there will be a need, and the question is whether it's fed by pipelines across the Irish Sea or whether it's fed through a place like Ballylongford.
Pat, we have the people of Ballylongford have hoped, lived in hope, that this project will come and that people will follow. I think that we have our priorities in the wrong way around. We should be trying to attract people and then maybe industry might follow. So maybe to generate ideas of how we can get people, attract people to our area would be a more feasible way of repopulating our town.
At the post office, do you have one?
It's closed. It closed a month ago. Just another store that broke the camel's back. It's we're being Not alone are we losing people, but we're losing services. And I think whilst we have good services there, we have schools, we have community centres, we have GA clubs, soccer clubs, several recreational facilities, beautiful, you know, natural resources.
But no people.
But not people.
What about at the cost of rent in other places? I mean, there are empty units in Ballylongford and clearly the rents would not be high. I mean, is it attractive for people to come to Ballylongford and maybe treat it as a dormitory town?
There's two things I look at in this. One is the incentive for the landlord to rent the property. If there is nobody looking for the properties, obviously rent is going to be low. And there's no incentive there for landlords to release these properties. Second of all is, I think that Ballylongford is a fantastic place to live. I live there myself. It is a peaceful place, very, very low crime rate. As I said, all the natural resources and everything. And I think we should be attracting people quickly whilst we have the services.
Now, we'll go to Ciarán Burke in Kilty Clogher. Ciarán, what's the situation in your town?
Well, Pat, I was on your show before and I told you at the time we had an online campaign to save the school because we had only 14 children in it at the time. But since then, we have 9 families have come and lived in our small little village in Kilty Clogher. And we're very proud of this. And the school is now open and the small little businesses have been running in the summer, little tourist trips. So it's a very lively and buzzy place.
OK, so this is the way to go if you can make it work. And what about accommodation for those families coming in? I mean, do they buy? Do they rent?
They rent. And we started a campaign, Kilty Live, and we still have one or two. We're going to probably reapproach that in the next year. We took time out to get the place functioning properly. But we approached landlords and locals to help us to try and see if people would come down and look at the place. So we had an online campaign. They could ring a number. They could say they were interested. They interviewed us. We interviewed them. It was just a people power thing. We had no help from anybody and we were very successful.
So where are the jobs in Kilty Clogher?
The jobs in Kilty Clogher are online jobs. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different online jobs that are occurring at the moment.
And do you have broadband?
We have great broadband. We have 3 different broadbands in Kilty. We're very lucky. There's one local that actually brought broadband to Kilty Clogher. That was his business before the government eventually came along, yes.
And what kind of rents are people paying?
Rents are $450 a month. And we try and ask the landlords to keep it at that. That don't just, you know, put your one up a bit more because your house is a lick of paint better, you know.
So basically €100 a week.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people who are paying a multiple of that. And they'd be thinking, my God, if I could get rent at that level, the improvement in my lifestyle would be fantastic.
I don't understand it, pal. I came down here 20 years ago and I didn't leave. So I don't understand the whole thing of having to live up in Dublin, like why you'd have to go through that stress, especially if you have a family.
Yeah. So the employment opportunities, though, are, if you like, self-generated. They're online jobs.
They're self-generated. And to tell you about our community, we just recently got an award for resilience. And this award, we wear it like a badge of honour, you know. So we really work hard at what we do and we help each other. And if somebody's little failed idea goes and disappears, you just start another one. You keep going. You invent yourself. You reinvent yourself.
All right. Well, we'll just go back to Eamon on the broadband thing. Ballylongford and broadband?
It's just after being put in. We'll have it in a number of weeks.
So that could be transformative as well.
Well, hopefully.
All right. What would you say to people who are living in the big smoke at the moment, both of you, and who are wistful about a return to the countryside but just think it's too risky? It's, you know, it would be something, a toe in the water perhaps, but you can't do that. You have to jump.
Well, they definitely have to jump. I'm afraid that's the way you have to do it. And the people that did come down did jump and they came here immediately and they met us and they could chat with us and we were able to help them. We were able to show them the houses, introduce them to landlords, introduce them to the local infrastructure, the schools, the teacher. The school is a lovely school and they're able to let the children walk to school. It's very nice, you know, a very nice environment to live in, very friendly. So anybody who doesn't have that style of lifestyle in Dublin and would like that lifestyle, well, they can definitely come to the countryside.
And Eamon, your pitch for Ballylongford?
I wouldn't ask, well, to come from Dublin to Kerry is very hard on people. I mean, if you want to localise the issue, Tralee is 25 miles from Ballylongford. it's our urban centre of Kerry.
And the rents, I'm sure, are correspondingly high.
The rents are correspondingly high. There's over 3,000 people on social housing list, with only, according to Kerry County Council, 24 available units. Now, we have 48 available units in the town of Ballylongford. So that's 25 miles away. I'm not asking people to move from Dublin to Kerry. There's even problems in local councils, within counties. I think that urban centres should be feeding satellite towns and villages to keep them alive.
Well, thank you both very much for joining me. Eamon McGilligott, who journeyed here from Ballylongford to talk to us from County Kerry, and on the line from Kilty Clogher in County Leitrim, Kieran Rock. Thank you both very much for joining us.